is Alan.
Regina.
Robert.
Celeste.
Tony.
Janet.
Brandon.
Keith.
Marie from Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm Lori from Indianapolis.
I'm Linda from Madisonville, Kentucky.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad, and you're checking out ConcertBlast.com.
This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and Brian Hasbrook.
Boy, what are we doing, guys?
Are we not having fun?
We're having fun in Memphis playing in the rain, man.
We're in Memphis, Tennessee at the Mid-South Fair.
All that background noise that you're hearing, we are in a downpour.
Yes.
And it's finally letting up, but, you know, we're trying to keep undercover so we don't get too wet.
Yeah, right now we're in a tent with about another 1,500 people.
At least.
That are piled on top of each other just trying to stay dry.
That's right.
We drove down from Nashville, Tennessee earlier today, around lunchtime, to come down here to see the big rock artist tonight and to interview them. Hopefully, we've had so much trouble trying to get in.
Just getting in, yeah.
I mean,
What will call?
We're here.
Media gate? I don't know.
We're here to see Grand Funk Railroad, one of our very favorite of all time bands.
Absolutely.
And of course, with the best drummer in the world, or one of them anyway, John Brewer of Grand Funk. And we're supposed to have a good conversation with him to have him on our show.
That'll be in about 20 minutes, won't it be, Mike?
That's about right. That is if our luck holds out. We haven't had the best of luck getting lost, trying to find a parking spot, leaving the headphones back in the car, having to come in, turn around, and go out.
But we've got a lot of good exercise in, right, Mike?
That's right.
And we had some very good conversations with a couple of police officers. That was nice.
Yeah. And no matter what happens, we're going to have some fun because we got some friends down here in Memphis.
But one thing's good. At least it's cooled everything off because it was quite hot earlier.
Oh, yeah, steaming.
Oh, hot ain't the word, yeah.
Hot ain't the word.
You get steam clams in this place right now, man. And it's cooled down a lot since we walked in here first.
Well, people are starting to file out of this covered tent area where the picnic tables are set up, which is right beside where Grand Funk is going to be playing.
That's right.
At 8 o'clock tonight, so far at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, we'll see when
That's
we come out of
it. That's what the schedule says anyway.
That's what it says. It might be delayed a little bit, but, you know.
But this is a good time. It's good not to have everything to go smooth like it ever does.
You know what we need to do? We need to talk to a couple of these fans out here in the rain with umbrellas.
Were there fans out here waiting for Grand Funk to play?
Out there, so let's hear what a few of them have to say.
All right, let's go on out there.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're out here in front of the tent, the stage of Grand Funk Railroad. And there are all kinds of water, and they're sweeping the water off the stage. There's actually people out here in the stands that's been out here. They just sat through the rain. Wow, this is awesome. Hey! Hey, what's your name?
Regina.
Robert.
Where are you from?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Really? Did y'all drive in for the concert or something?
You did? I've seen these guys in Corpus Christi, in Houston, Texas. It'll be my fifth time to see these guys.
My first.
You're in for a big treat, I tell you. These guys are awesome.
They're great.
Yeah. So what's your favorite song?
We're American Band.
Okay, now that's cheating. Give me another one.
Closer to Home.
Closer to Home.
Closer to Home, yes.
And I like that one, Locomotion.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's doing a brand new
dance now. Oh, come on.
Everybody's doing the locomotion.
Close enough. Tom, you learn the words next time.
Okay, I'll study next time.
What do you got to say about this?
Well, we ought to just squeeze you off a bench and sit down for a while. That's what I think.
Well, hey, let's talk some more people. What's your name?
It's Alan.
Alan, where are you from?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Hey, that's not too far away. What's that?
No. Thank you. Yeah, it came in. This is like he said, probably the sixth or seventh time to see him. Old lineup and the new lineup. Really great band. Anybody that's not here tonight is going to miss something.
Yes, they are. Yes. And I hope this rain didn't deter everybody from being here. I tell you, this is going to be a great show.
Not the real fans. They'll be here anyway.
Yeah. Did y'all sit out here in the rain?
Part of the way through it. I was saving my seat.
Yeah, that's a good seat you have.
Yeah, see, I didn't have money for the good seat.
So what is this over here?
Promoter seats and stuff like that. So, you know, it'll be a good show. I think so, anyway.
Looks like the rain has left us, so it looks like we're going to have some clear skies.
Well, let's hope so, I tell you.
We got some nice big screens on the side here, too, so everybody can see the show up close.
Where's the cameras? I guess they'll be back under the tent there.
Hey, it looks that way.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, what's your favorite song?
Probably Closer to Home, but see, I fall to the more sinister side, too. I like Heartbreaker, In Need, some of the older stuff, of course, Loneliness. But anyway, yeah, every one of the albums all the way, like I said, since I heard my first one in the band room in 71.
Yep, I was 70. Well, actually, that's 71, too, probably when I first heard them. Saw them first time in 72.
72. Mine wasn't that early. My parents thought it would be awful for me to go such a show like this. Anyway, when I ended up paying myself, then I saw the original band. And then here in Memphis, New Year's Eve 1980, 81, where they played in with ZZ Top in the Coliseum, right across the parking lot there. So, yeah. And then I've seen this line. I saw Mark, Don, and Mel when they got back together. Fantastic show. And then this lineup, which is a little different, still got two-thirds of the original members. It's, they get better all the time. I mean, I was really afraid that whenever I saw them and they had changed the lineup a little bit, that it would change it. It would lose some of it. I think they're a better band now than they ever were. I mean, it's just they're not slowing down. They're not. I mean, everything is still up tempo. It's still just it's something for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I saw them a couple of years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, at the State Fair there.
This show right here. Yep.
You were there?
I was there.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Now, what do y'all know about Grand Funk? Anything?
My dad toured with them back in the 70s.
Who's your dad?
Gary Dean.
What do you know about them?
I like their music. I like a lot of classic rock and stuff.
There you go.
Now, how old are you?
14.
And you?
Sam, 14.
So, yeah, and he's wearing a dead guy shirt.
A dead guy shirt. Dead guy from the Doors. I wonder who that could be.
Jim Morrison. What kind of shirt is this? Huh?
Incubus. It's more of a modern.
Yeah, Incubus. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, you know a lot of their songs?
All their hits, pretty much. Yeah. Love American Band.
You like American Band?
Locomotive, Locomotion, whatever it's called.
Very good, very good. How about Some Kind of Wonderful? Y'all like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're from the old school, though. That's your problem.
Yeah. I'm old. Just a few years old.
Once I had a little girl. That's what you like.
Sometimes I think about her.
The crazy people have stayed out in the weather to save their seat, and that's the way to do it.
A wet seat.
Yeah, well, tell everybody in Jackson, Tennessee, we said hello. Spread the word about Concert Blast.
Absolutely.
What is this? This lady's got a Grand Funk Railroad tattoo. Come here, everybody. Look at this, Tom.
What you got?
Tom.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Now, there's a dedicated fan.
Let me get a picture of that.
Thank you. Now, how do we get in these seats?
You probably have to see DJ.
Hey, DJ!
How do you know DJ?
DJ?
I've been going to Grand Funk shows for 5 years now, at least 5 or 6 a year.
This is my ninth one since February.
Wow.
Where do you go to see them?
I'm from Indianapolis.
I flew to LA about 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago.
All over, it doesn't matter.
What's your name?
I'm Lori from Indianapolis.
I'm Linda from Madisonville, Kentucky.
You haven't gone to a bunch of other towns to see them, too.
Yeah, and there's my Union Tattoo.
You were in Nashville a couple years ago in September.
I
remember her sitting there right, that's right. She was sitting right back here behind us.
Oh, really?
Like a row or two back. We were sitting like on the front.
Before that, and you name it, where else? We've been all over.
Okay.
So, Grand Funk fans. So, what's your favorite songs with them?
Can't pick just one. The new ones: Bottle Rocket, Sky High. This is a good one. Who Took Down the Stars? The new stuff. Who Took Down the Stars? They got three new songs in the set.
Oh, in the set. Yes.
When's the last time you saw them?
July in Indianapolis.
2 weeks ago in Greensville, South Carolina.
Wow. See, I'll just get in a car and go?
Yeah.
Or get on a plane.
I went to a plane, yeah. To L.A.
In L.A.
Actually, Lancaster, but we flew to LA.
Oh, okay.
Hey, DJ.
We didn't fly here in a plane, man.
DJ.
All right. Hey, thanks for talking to us. You got cards?
Yep.
Y'all have cards?
Yeah, I gave them to
you. You have our cards?
I got a card.
Give her a card.
Well, you each need a card.
Hang on. I got it. Very good. Thank you. Enjoy yourself. See you guys. All right. Here we go. I'm supposed to be here at 7 o'clock. I haven't seen them yet. But DJ's busy on the stage trying to get the rain off the stage and trying to decide if it's going to be safe enough for those guys to get out there.
Yeah, he's probably going to make the call, I would guess.
I would say so. So we're going down through the fair here and we're going to the backstage area. I don't know if Grand Funk's even here yet. There's an automobile that wasn't here before, was it? I bet they are here. I bet they came in this thing. So let's see. Are they here yet? Okay.
Uncool.
Yeah. Right. We're backstage, and I see Bruce go by, and Tim go by, and
hey, Mike.
Max go by. And they're supposed to be going to get the road manager, DJ, for us. Let's see. The security guy in the backstage area went to go get... Oh, he's throwing his arms up like, I don't know what you're talking about. So let's see. He pointing at me and they're pointing up in the air and like, I don't know. Well, at least he's looks like he's coming this way. There's Don right there. Hello, DJ.
Hi. Your name would be?
Mike Arnold.
Yep, you're good to go.
Okay.
There's just two of you, right?
There's three. It says three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she only told me one, but I figured, well, there's going to be two.
Yeah.
So, give me a card.
Yeah.
Just give me a minute. Come on back here and give me a minute to let them know you're coming.
Who you want?
There's
these three guys.
All right. We're going to hang right here.
Hang right here. Okay, here we go.
Hang loose.
We're going to hang right here.
Hang it up.
At least we'll be. Hey, save us a seat.
Yes.
Dry it off. Dry it off for us, too.
Oh, well, you get your... All right, we got to get going. Brian and Tom are looking at the questions they're going to be asking. We're going to be talking to Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad here in just a second. Go ahead.
All right. Don, we saw him earlier drive up in a van and got some stuff out of the van, and I think he went over to the tent. So DJ's, I think, letting him know we're here.
But the important thing is, do we sound good?
Yeah.
Do we sound good?
We look good, right?
That's right.
Oh, we're a little clammy, but we look good.
That's exactly right. That's
Man,
exactly
we've
right.
been through it today.
We have. Well, at least we're in.
Well, maybe this is going to make it all worth it, worth our while here, and we'll just see what goes on from here.
Have you seen anybody else yet?
I've seen the whole band. They went that way.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. So they might be in that little white area right there, that little white tent. But we'll see. I guess Don's going to get situated, and then DJ is going to...
He's going to talk to us for about 35 minutes, we hope.
Probably about 15 or 20.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, we might get a hold of a few more of them, you know, which would be cool.
Yeah,
so we shall see.
Are those ours? We got our seat. All right, pass this here. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You
won't be bugging us. Yeah, hang up. Man, you left your Sharpie, right, man?
Yeah.
You can sign that right there, man.
What's wrong with you?
Well. Hey, we're back here, and I feel a lot better than I did earlier today. How about you, Brian?
Oh, I feel much better. And I know Tom feels better because he just ate a corn dog.
That's right. And I feel dry, too. So, it really rained. And I saw a lot of people that were just soaking wet.
And it cleared out the park, and it dropped the temperature about 12 degrees,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, it did. It feels great out here right now.
But we're going to have a good time tonight.
We are going to have a good time.
Yes. I mean,
we're really getting excited here. Day's lights are working. They're drying it off, and...
It looks like it's going to be clear skies. I don't see any stars, but I don't see, except the lightning that just popped a little bit.
That's right.
Special effects.
But in the background here, we got, you can see the clouds, you know, breaking up. So let's see.
What's the relative humidity, Mike?
Yeah.
I do.
Here comes Don right now.
Well, he's back there anyway, so we'll see.
Here he comes. Brian, he's right behind you, man.
Yeah.
All right. Deal, man.
Hey, Mr. Don Brewer.
We are
Yes,
it's us, man.
Hey, Don.
Tom Dawson.
You didn't bring this rain with you, did you?
No, we didn't.
We hid it underneath the tent over here, because we kept dry.
By the way, we do have Got Funk. We got Funk.
We do have Funk.
Hey, that's good.
We've had Funk for about 40 years now.
Only 35.
Oh, that's right.
We couldn't have it for 40.
Exactly.
I want to thank you so much for just keeping this band together and
beautiful music.
Well, we're having a good time. You know, most of the time it's a lot of fun. The travel gets old and stuff, but you know, we don't do too many shows where it's, you know, it gets crazy. And you know, people still love the music. You know, and there's a whole new generation of people that know the music. You know, it's pretty cool. You know,
when we were interviewing people,
it came a downpour. I don't know where you were. It was.
Well, we were at the hotel. Yeah,
and it was horrible. And people stayed in their seats. They said, I'm not missing my seat.
Oh my God.
There were 2 14-year-olds. And I said, what do you know about Grand Funk? Oh, well, my father taught me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it, too. You met him a couple of years ago in Nashville, but he was pleased.
Yeah. He loved your fro, of course, back in the 70s.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, look at that hair.
That's exactly right. Yep, but you got a lot of dedicated fans out there that excited about seeing you, and many of them have seen you, what, 7, 8 times in last year?
Oh,
they've been traveling around.
Right, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we got a bunch of folks
we
to follow
remember
around.
Her from 2 years ago in Nashville.
Y'all were the first concert that I saw when I was 15 years old in Nashville, at the Municipal Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
And opening act by a band of R.E.L. Speedwagon, I don't know if you heard.
Hell yeah, sure, yeah, I heard of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time, and I remember y'all were coming off the stage, and y'all were doing this to the crowd, and I said, oh, how'd you went to me? That's who you're doing to.
You see him looking at me?
It was just you.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah. The 10,000 others didn't matter.
That's right. That's the most important part.
Me? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, anytime I get to meet a Michigander, it's good to see you.
You see your shirt, by the way?
Oh, wait.
All right, hey.
I know you live in Florida now, but you still got to be
fan. Yeah, I'm still into Detroit, you know.
There you go.
Maybe you have to be a Tampa fan now or something. I'm not sure which fan you might root for.
Brian has a shirt that says the Detroit Red Wings versus the Nashville Predators in the playoff.
One thing I was wondering, like we all were, what do you attribute your longevity in the business and the fact that you still draw fans, even crossing generations?
Yeah, I really don't have an explanation for it. You know, when we put it to rest in 1977, disco music had come on the scene, you know, and we kind of went, we had our run, you know, and we figured, well, that'd be about it, you know, and then we put together a little reunion thing in 81, 82, and it was too soon for the nostalgia and stuff. And then, you know, classic rock radio came around in the 90s, you know, and all of a sudden we're getting airplay again, and then CDs came around, and we never envisioned that we would be a classic rock act, you know, or they'd be CDs and they'd reissue the entire thing. So it really kind of started a whole new career for us. And to have, you know, like we were talking before, to have kids and teenagers and parents and grandparents all come to the show and know the songs, you know, I'll start singing Some Kind of Wonderful and pretty soon they all know the words, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome to have that kind of to know that you had that kind of an effect on people, you know.
We were also wondering about your longevity. We noticed you seem to have just about as much energy as you did back in the early 70s.
I mean, we see you do TNUC. I mean, it's like, wow, how does he still do that?
Maybe it's the lack of drugs.
Got to be something there.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, in the early, late 70s, y'all were known as the anti-drug band.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, we always took this a stance against hard drugs, you know. I mean, you know, there was, you know, back then it was recreational drugs, you know, people smoking pot. You know, we kind of felt, well, that's not the bad thing. The bad thing is the cocaine and the heroin and, you know, and the, if the marijuana is luring people in to the drug dealers to go into the heroin thing, then that's bad too, you know. So we were an anti-drug that way, you know. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was kind of a weird stance to take back then. It was almost being anti-hippie, you know, to say you were anti-drug. But you know, we saw what was going on, you know, and the drug dealers were taking advantage of the hippies and the kids, and, you know, and it was just the wrong thing, you know. And we did a concert actually for Phoenix House in New York, which is a drug rehab place, you know, and we donated all the money to Phoenix House, you know, and you know, we were really against that whole thing, you know.
Do you have any ritual that you perform to get yourself ready to go on stage at night? I know some people like to be all by themselves for a couple hours.
I just hang out with the band back there, we just kind of get, you know, ready to go, and here we go.
Awesome. Tell us one of the craziest things you've ever saw out there that the audience did or whatever out of all the thousands of shows that you perform.
That you feel comfortable talking about.
Exactly. Keep it clean.
Well, you know, we've had our share of bras coming up on stage, you know, and somebody dropping their pants, you know, and I mean, there's been all that kind of stuff, you know. I mean, back in the hippie days, you know, the stage would get absolutely covered with joints.
You
know, people throwing joints, you know, here have some of mine. You know, they would just, you know, by the end of the show, there'd be just joints all over the stage, you know. So,
Tell us about how you and Bob Seger hooked up.
Our keyboard player, Craig Frost, you know, went with Bob Seger in the early 90s. And or in the early 80s, I should say.
Yeah.
And then I got a call, you know, because we weren't doing it, you know, that much, and I got a call and from Craig, you know, and said, you know, we need a drummer. Would you want to come down and play with us? You know, I said, sure, you know, I come down. So pretty soon I'm on the road with Bob Seger. It was pretty cool. You know, I mean,
We saw that show. We got to see you in Knoxville back in 83,
yeah.
I believe. It was 83. It was wonderful.
And it was a whole different experience for me, you know, to play somebody else's music and to play licks by somebody else, you know, and, you know, I had to sit down and study and learn and do a whole kind of, you know, but it was actually good. It was,
you know, we were at Fifth Row Center and we're yelling, "American Band! I'll see you up there!"
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Did you see?
That's exactly right.
We just talked about Bob Seger, and I was wondering, he was just inducted in the Rock Hall last year. Who do you want to introduce when you're inducted into the Rock Hall?
And it will happen. We will be there for you.
That's right.
Jeez, I have no idea. You know,
we've already been voting for you on the
That's exactly right.
So we just wanted to make sure of that.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? I mean,
do you think that will happen one day in your career?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, it's a very political process.
It's
controlled by Rolling Stone magazine. We were never a Rolling Stone magazine darling. So there you go.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I
mean,
I read about that.
Absolutely. Who were some of your influences before you got started or in the process of getting started that really said, "I want to do this for a living"?
Well, you know, I've got my earliest remembrance is watching Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show doing Blue Suede Shoes. And so, and I was just a little kid, and I started doing an impression, you know, of Elvis.
Oh, wow.
You know? And so my dad would take me to the bar. You know, he'd go up to the bar and drink, you know, and he'd take me to the bar, and he'd put me up on a table, and he'd go over to the jukebox and put in a nickel, you know, and play Blue Suede Shoes. And he'd say, "Hey, do your imitation, you know, for everybody." You know, so I'd do my, you know, so I got the bug for doing rock and roll then, you know. And then as I grew up and I started learning instruments and I playing guitar and stuff, you know, I was always very disappointed in the instructors because they wanted you to sit there and play classical and this and, you know, that. And all I wanted to do was play rock, you know. So I would always, you know, I'd quit, you know, and just take my guitar and learn Peter Gunn or learn something that was rock, you know.
Uh-huh.
And even in the high school band, I quit the high school band because the instructor would never let the band play anything except marches and, you know, waltzes and that kind of stuff. And it was just, you know, that's when I started my first, you know, rock band, you know, was then, you know. And that, it just learned off of records, and, you know, I always wanted to be in rock and roll.
Do you listen to anybody now? Is there a favorite that you listen to now?
You know, I really don't necessarily have a favorite now. You know, it's, you know, music has changed so much. You know, I go back and listen to the old stuff. You know, I mean, probably the most recent artist that I could call recent is Sheryl Crow. I like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah,
you know,
we love her.
I mean, it's just, you know, just good grooves, good cool songs. You know, that kind of,
Don, do you have any current projects in the works with other artists right now, or pretty much just with the band?
Just doing the band. You know, we just do 30 or 40 shows a year, and that keeps everybody happy. And we, you know, we just go around and we get to go out and play on weekends and go home, you know. So it's a fun kind of a thing, you know. We don't kill ourselves doing it, and we have fun doing it that way, you know. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Any new CDs coming out anytime soon?
Probably not a CD. We still keep talking about getting a DVD together, you know.
A concert?
A concert DVD. You know,
because
we do like about four new songs in the show, and that'd be a nice way to present them, you know. And nobody's going to play them. You know, radio isn't going to play it because that's just the way radio is. They don't play, you know, you can't get classic rock to play new stuff by artists. You can't get any of the other stations to play Grand Funk Railroad because they're a classic rock artist, you know. So you're kind of, you know, you're really stuck with is it worth to spend a whole lot of money on a project, you know, that you can't recoup the money, you know, because you can't get radio to promote it, you know. So it's really something you have to do for yourself, you know. So that's really what we're doing. Is
y'all take CDs around and y'all sell those at the shows?
No, we don't. We don't even have a new CD with us, you know. And I really don't like the idea of selling the old CDs at the show. We sell them off the website, you know, if people go to grandfunkrailroad.com.
Very good website, by the way.
Oh, it is a good site, you know.
I love the intro video.
Good.
It's great. Fantastic.
We had to watch it about three times to get pumped up to come down here.
You did a great job on that.
Yeah, yeah. Runs about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, about
or something?
3 minutes, yeah.
And we love that because usually little snippets, no more than 30, 40 seconds. To have some over 3 minutes is great.
It was,
and we were just wondering, do you ever, along with your fans, jump in there with the cyberfunkers? I mean, do you ever jump in there?
I talk.
Yeah. Do you ever get in there?
I haven't. You know, I should.
I was wondering because I check mine every day just to see if you happen to be on there.
No, I don't. No, I should do it just for the, now that you bring it up. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Then people will probably say, "Prove it's you."
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. I wonder if you could do something for us. Now, every time we do an interview with somebody, we like to sing along with them. Do you mind singing some kind of wonderful with us?
Are you ready to go?
Yeah. We're ready. Ready.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that a man could want. I got more than I can ask for. Dum ba dum ba dum. I don't have to run around. I don't have to stay out all night. 'Cause I got me a sweet little woman. And she knows just how to treat me right. Said my baby, she's alright. Said my baby, clean out of sight. Don't you know that she's some kind of wonderful. Yes, she is, she's some kind of wonderful. You know that she is, she's some kind of wonderful. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you for being here. God bless you on your travels, okay?
Thank you very much. Best
of luck.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Play the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
DJ, thank you.
Thank you, DJ. We appreciate it.
This is Mike signing off.
This is Brian.
And this is Tom.
And we just want to thank you and the guys from Grand Funk Railroad, the people in Memphis, Tennessee, for being so nice to us and for signing on to Concert Blast. We thank you for listening to us. And God bless you all.
Great show here.
Yes, we are. Here we go. See you next time.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.